Section 3, Unit 7, page 111, exercise 10.
Welcome to Regular People, the show that brings people from all over the world to your radio. In today's show, we are going to talk with the brave little girl, Veronica Rose. Veronica lives in Halifax, Nova Scotia, in Canada. She was in Thailand on vacation with her family when the tsunami hit. Welcome, Veronica.
Hi, nice to be here.
Veronica, I understand you and your family were in Thailand when the tsunami hit the area. Tell us what you remember, please.
Well, it was quite early in the morning. My dad was shaving, and my mom was organizing our things for the day. I went to the balcony to look at the beach. Our hotel was right on the beach. I noticed that the water had moved far away from the shore. It was very strange.
Did you say anything to your parents?
Yes, I called my mom and dad to come see. My twin brother, James, also came to see. While we were looking at the beach, my brother said that he thinks we talked about something like this in class a few months ago, in geography class. That's when I remembered.
What did you remember, Veronica?
A few months ago, our geography teacher, Mrs. Phillips, told us that we can tell what will happen if we learn how to understand the signs that the Earth sends us. She said that if the water moves away from the shore, there is probably going to be a very strong set of waves very soon. She said it was a sign, and that we should get as far away from the shore as possible. She didn't say then that it was a tsunami, but now I know the name. But she did say it was very dangerous. Then my brother remembered the same thing and added that Mrs. Phillips said that the waves can destroy everything and even kill people. She said that they were very strong.
Wow, that's amazing. What did you and your family do then, Veronica?
Well, we decided to get out of the hotel as fast as we could. My mom grabbed her purse, my dad took the passports and other important things, and we each took the most important things with us. I took my new purse. It had all my stuff in it. My brother took the camera and the phones. Then we walked out of the hotel and ran very fast away from the shore. We told others to join us, but many people didn't listen. We ran about 10 minutes, and then the waves came. By then we were far enough away to be safe. Our hotel was completely destroyed, but we were safe. Of course, all our things got destroyed. But we had the most important things with us, each other.
Veronica, you and your brother saved your family. You must be very proud. Thank you for sharing your amazing story with us.
Thank you for having me here, and I am glad I survived to share it with you.
That's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. Tomorrow on Regular People, we will be... Welcome to Regular People, the show that brings people from all over the world to your radio. In today's show, we are going to talk with the brave little girl, Veronica Rose. Veronica lives in Halifax, Nova Scotia, in Canada. She was in Thailand on vacation with her family when the tsunami hit. Welcome, Veronica.
Hi, nice to be here.
Veronica, I understand you and your family were in Thailand when the tsunami hit the area. Tell us what you remember, please.
Well, it was quite early in the morning. My dad was shaving, and my mom was organizing our things for the day. I went to the balcony to look at the beach. Our hotel was right on the beach. I noticed that the water had moved far away from the shore. It was very strange.
Did you say anything to your parents?
Yes, I called my mom and dad to come see. My twin brother, James, also came to see. While we were looking at the beach, my brother said that he thinks we talked about something like this in class a few months ago, in geography class. That's when I remembered.
What did you remember, Veronica?
A few months ago, our geography teacher, Mrs. Phillips, told us that we can tell what will happen if we learn how to understand the signs that the Earth sends us. She said that if the water moves away from the shore, there is probably going to be a very strong set of waves very soon. She said it was a sign, and that we should get as far away from the shore as possible. She didn't say then that it was a tsunami, but now I know the name. But she did say it was very dangerous. Then my brother remembered the same thing, and added that Mrs. Phillips said that the waves can destroy everything and even kill people. She said that they were very strong.
Wow, that's amazing. What did you and your family do then, Veronica?
Well, we decided to get out of the hotel as fast as we could. My mom grabbed her purse, my dad took the passports and other important things, and we each took the most important things with us. I took my new purse. It had all my stuff in it. My brother took the camera and the phones. Then we walked out of the hotel and ran very fast away from the shore. We told others to join us, but many people didn't listen. We ran about 10 minutes, and then the waves came. By then we were far enough away to be safe. Our hotel was completely destroyed, but we were safe. Of course, all our things got destroyed, but we had the most important things with us, each other.
Veronica, you and your brother saved your family. You must be very proud. Thank you for sharing your amazing story with us.
Thank you for having me here, and I am glad I survived to share it with you.
That's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. Tomorrow on Regular People, we will be...